Chodesh Tov to all. Gan Chodesh. It's Chodesh Nisan. Tavshin Samach Tes. We are on Bava Kama Daf Peches, and we are on the bottom of Pesayim Aveis. Again, just information. Tomorrow's Daf El Hashem will be up tonight. I'll give the Daf tonight at 8 o'clock, so it should be up later tonight. Sunday and Monday Be'ezus Hashem. I hope to give it from Woodmere, and then Tuesday through Friday. I won't be able to give it. I'll be traveling, but hopefully there will be someone else giving it online. And Hashem, Sunday, the following Sunday, after Shabbos HaGadol, those couple days between Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach, we'll be back up online. Okay, sorry. And then Haggadah Shir also, they'll be on Sunday night. They'll be posted up on yutorah.org, Haggadah Shir. Okay, let's go four lines for the bottom. Pesach and a base. We were just talking, again, we're in the sugya of Chavala, the parak of Chavala. And we spoke about if a man is chovel in his or someone else's sons, it depends if they're gedolim or ketanim, it depends if they're samach al shulchanah or not. So in one of the cases where he has to pay them, so it's the brisa said earlier, that by a gadol he pays them, but by a katan who doesn't have his own bank account at the time, so we try to invest it, so to speak, so that it will still be there when the child gets older. So how do we invest it? We make a skula. A skula, what's a skula? So four lines on the bottom, my skula. What does skula mean? Some way of saving the money. So 2 days. Rav Chisda Amar, Sefer Torah. Rav Chisda Amar, a skula is a Sefer Torah. That we buy a Sefer Torah. Buy a Sefer Torah, and that way it'll be able to remain. The Rashbam says in Baba Basra, what does that mean? You buy a Sefer Torah, the kids, these little children that you owe the money to, will learn from it. That's Paris. They'll be able to get Paris right away. Sefer Torah, little mobo, hare Paris, vakara kayam. And the Sefer Torah is here. The Ritva writes there about Basra, Lav Dafka Sefer Torah, even Shar Svar. Any Sefer would be good enough for this element of Skula. Rabbi Barafuna Amar, Rabbi Barafuna says, Dikla da'ochel minei tamre. No, you buy a tree. You invest and you plant the tree, and the children will be able to eat the dates. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, but going back a step. First of all, the Yapshel Shlomo suggests, maybe there's no machlokas here. They're just giving two suggestions. One says Sefer Torah, one says a tree. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Yapshel Shlomo. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch does not say tree. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, or at least quotes the second opinion, and the Shulchan Aruch says karka. Somebody wounds older children who do not rely on his own table for support, so you pay them right away. And for the ketanim you buy karka. So the Sma explains. The Sma explains that really karka is better than a tree. The Gemara just said the possibility of an eight, a tree, in order to allow you to even buy a tree. But ultimately, karka is the one that stays the most. But then the Ramah quotes a parenthesis, v'yesh omrim sefer Torah. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch understands it as a machlokas. L'may nafkamina, what would be the nafkamina then between a tree and sefer Torah? So the Taz says, nafkamina ledina, the Taz there, d'hachayiv ha'av liknos libido sefer Torah lil modimo, kushahu mitzvah saseh. The father, besides this, already has a mitzvah to buy a Sefer Torah. He has to buy a Sefer Torah so his son can learn from it. So if he has that mitzvah anyway, so that's the nafkamina, according to the opinion that says the tree, karka. Why does he say that? Because that opinion says that the Taz must be holding that you cannot buy a Sefer Torah for the child because you can't double up. As we know, you can't double up like Meister Ksafim. You can't, any other chiyah that you have, you cannot use from Meister money. Only non-obligatory payments. So says the Taz, that's why the opinion says you have to buy a tree. Ubazes fear lither of Chizda. The Yachol lifter asks, what was that? Rav Chizda says, no, it's okay, you can double up. Rav Barafun, it's really, no, the lo Yachol lifter atzmo mashi yichayev, b'lav achi, al-kein, yikne lo dekel, l'peiros. Sorry, the father is the chovel.
Yeah, the father is the chovel, and therefore the father,
that's a nafkamina, says the Taz. So the Taz alludes to the mitzvah, doesn't allude to it, says it about the mitzvah of buying a Sefer Torah. His lashon is, he has to buy a Sefer Torah anyway, bichlal, for the child to learn from. So that is the Taz talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Everybody has the mitzvah of Tavat Torah to their children. And after all, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tavat Torah? Buying a Sefer Torah. Because they didn't have, you know, published farm in those days. You buy a Sefer Torah, you learn from it. So this, of course, touches on the major sugya of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, mitzvah Taryag in the Sefer HaChinuch. There's a major machlokas rishonim, how to understand this mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam quotes the mitzvah, then he just says, you have to write a Sefer Torah, period. 18th mitzvah, chai, right? The Rambam says, the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. If you write a Sefer Torah yourself, it's Meshubach. I'm sorry, it's upstairs, I'm trying to bring it down. You write a Sefer Torah as if you got it from our Sinai, period. What's important for the Rambam is not so much what he says, but what he does not say. The Rush, famous sheet of the Rush, the Tur quotes the Rush, Simon Reish Ayin, where the Rush says that Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah has somewhat changed or been modified. And that is, Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah is Svarim. Because after all, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is about learning, producing a Sefer Torah in order to learn from. Nowadays, nobody learns from Sifrei Torah. People learn from Svarim. And therefore, you know, you buy a library, you have a library in your house, that's itself a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. This is machlokas. Has the mitzvah changed or just been added onto? That's machlokas in the acronym within the Rush. Would the Rush say buying a Sefer Torah now is not the mitzvah if you never learned from it? Either way, but that is the tour. The Rush connects the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah to Talmud Torah. So the Shaila is, and then that's what the Torah quotes. V'dabini shava b'she'ikar achiyav daraisa ein arak b'sefer Torah. Ein safik shekam b'shar svarim shedeschaber al pirush haTorah yesh lekolecher lasos v'hem kviyah yecholos b'datam amishem b'she'amarnu. Right, they're connected. So this is a major issue with many nafkaminas. Number one is svarim. Right, the Rambam does not sound like you buy a sefer, you'll be yotzi your mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah of a mice, a ksiva per se, maybe having to do with the transmission of Torah shebichsav, having it in the shuls. Right, a sefer Torah passed down from generation to generation is something special. Nothing to do with learning, just the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So that this relates to the Taz. The Taz says you have to buy it in order to teach your child from. That's one issue. Number two, the other issue though is women. That's also a major issue. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the Sefer HaChinuch says they are peturos. Sefer HaChinuch again says they are peturos for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But no, I guess b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim shem chayavim b'talmud Torah. Ask the Achronim, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What does that have to do with the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? It's counted as two separate mitzvahs. So, but again, the Chinuch is holding like the Rosh, that they're connected, and therefore, just like you could buy Svarim, so too, you can, women are going to be Peturos, Masha'enkin, if you just say that it is a Maisa Ksiva. What about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Can we do the Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? Is there any problem with possibly not fulfilling the Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? So the Shakis Aryeh in Simon Lamed Vav says, I don't think you can do the Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because the Gemara says a Kiddushin, that's the last place we discussed this, that we are not Bekiyan B'chaseros V'yaseros. We're not Bekiyan. We don't know every Vav and every Aleph and every... There might be letters that we might not be not exact. The Gemara says a Kiddushin. The Gemara had a Shiloh. Why don't you just count up how many letters there are in the Torah? The Gemara says we wouldn't get it right anyway. Because we're not Bekiyan. We're not experts in Chaseros V'yaseros. So the Shaka Sari says, if that's true, it must be we cannot fulfill the Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Maybe there's a Mitzvah Drabanan. Bizman is a shlotish takei chamitzvah, says the Shachar Zayin. He makes up his own mitzvah derabanan. But meikra then you can't do the mitzvah bizman hazeh. So again, the achronim say, the Minchas Chinuch argues on that. Minchas Chinuch says, there are mistakes and there are mistakes, says the Shad Minchas Chinuch. If the mistake changed the meaning of a word, obviously, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. But when the Gemara says, we're not pekin b'chaseros v'yaseros, all the Gemara means to say is items that don't change the meaning of a word. Aron, spelled with a vav and without a vav. Right? Those types of differences. So again, what's the nekudas of machlokas? It might also be totally on our issue. If you say there's a mitzvah of a maisa ksiva, a real maisa ksiva per se, so then maybe the Shakas Aryeh is right. You have to do a maisa ksiva of a perfect sefer Torah, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word. But if it's all about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in order to produce a sefer to learn from, so you're missing a vav. Missing a vav, as long as it doesn't change the meaning of a word, nowadays we're not darshaning every tag and every letter in order to learn something from it. Right, so that's why it could very well be that there would be a mitzvah bizman hazeh, even if you're not a baki, but chaseros v'yaseros. That is a major discussion. Again, nashim and svarim, and what about bizman hazeh? What about bizman hazeh? Okay, let's stop there with this, and we will. continue with this later if possible. Says the Gemara continued. So again, we have this machlokas and what the segula is. So now we're up to Vachain. Going back to what we had earlier. Vachain Amrei Shlakish, Lo Zichsa Torah La'av, El HaShevach Nurim Bilvad. Remember the whole question we got into yesterday was if a father is Chovel, right? Rabbi Lazar asked Rav at the bottom of the previous Amud, if a father is Chovel in his daughter, so does he keep the payment of Chavala or not? So we had said that he does not get it because the Torah was only Mezakeh him to the Shevach. So to hear, Vachain Amrei Shlakish, Lo Zichsa Torah La'av, El HaShevach Nurim Bilvad. Rabbi Shlakish says the Torah was only mezakeh the av to the shevach neurim and not to the chavala. And we said yesterday maybe sheves, right? That was the only thing that the father gets. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu pitzia. A father is even gets pitzia. Pitzia, some type of wounding, which we had before, petzatachas patza, where it's not nikar. Not really nikar. So that's what the Gemara says. Pitzia slakadaitach. Does he get psia where the girl's valley doesn't go down and it's not visible? Afilu Rabbi Elazar lo kibayi le'ela chavala. Only Rabbi Elazar had the question of chavala da'afchus amikaspa, where she goes down in value, and Rashi says varbi yadu lamachra. And we know that the father has the rights to sell her in the previous society, right? As a in order to make some money for her and create a situation where she's comfortable with Yehud, she has somebody to marry her. Avol pipsia, but by pipsia to lo afchus mikaspa lachmi bailei. He never asked that. That for sure goes to the girl herself because the father has no connection to it. So Amar Biosi Bar Chanina, no, there is a way that we could say that he is connected to it where she does go down in value. Shapata befaneha viafchus mikaspa. It's a case where he was potzea her in her face, and therefore it will cause a lessening of her value. And the Shita Bukubetta says, and the Achronim quoted, that it's a permanent, that there'll even be a mark or a scar after she's healed, and therefore it is a nezek to the father. Next. The Mishnah said that if somebody is chovel, somebody wounds the evikanani of others, he's chayiv in all the payments of the others. So, the Mishnah first spoke about Evid Ivri, and evikanani of others, he's chayiv bakula, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein lavadim boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, avadim do not have boshes. So, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says that avadim are excluded? So, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, also in Kiseitse, Ki Natan Hashem Yachtav Yisrael Achiv. Two people are fighting. That's the context, that's the source for boshes. Because the Gemara, the Pasuk there talks about two people are fighting, and then the wife grabs in to the fight, and she embarrasses the one who's fighting with her husband, and therefore she has to pay. Rabbi Achzika ben Vushav, the Pasuk says, V'katso says, Kapa lo sachos einecha, but we know that's not taken literally, we don't chop off her hands, but she pays for the boshet that she embarrassed. So, that Parsha starts off with the Lashon Ish V'achiv, a man and his brother. B'misha yesh lo achva. So, who's in the world of boshes? Only somebody who has achva. Who has achva? Rashi says, Am Yisrael, she'ein ba b'kahal. Right? Or on the side it says, an Eved does not have achva because he is not fully in the halachas of who's allowed to marry in the call and who's not allowed to marry in the call. So an Eved is excluded. Yatsa Eved she'ein lo achva. Says the Gemara back, Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? The Tanakama who says an Eved is included in boshes. Achva b'mitzvahs. I mean, an Eved is included in mitzvahs. Right? So therefore, it is okay to say that he's included in boshes as well, right? This is machlokas, and Eved is included in mitzvahs like a woman, right? So what's the nukudas machlokas between the two? We're about to, right? So is the fact that there's a lower level of mitzvahs and Eved Kanani is chayav mitzvahs like an isha, is that enough to say you're included in mitzvahs, or is that no, you're not included in all mitzvahs? And maybe it relates to the Rav Moshe I think we alluded to yesterday. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that even though in Eved and the isha are chayav in the same amount of mitzvahs, there's a gzeira shava la la meisha. But Tosfos in Gittin says that a woman can make a bracha on mitzvahs eishes ban grama, and an Eved cannot. Because a woman has full kedushas Yisrael. It's just that she's part of certain mitzvahs for various reasons. Maybe we might not even know the reasons, but for various reasons. But she can, an Eved, his lack of mitzvahs is a lack of kedushas Yisrael. He's not a full Jew yet in Eved Kanani. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. So maybe that's what's at root here. The Rabbanan say he's achiv b'mitzvahs. He's a mitzvah, so whether you want to say he does have full kedusha, but he's still actively doing the mitzvahs. But the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The fact that he's not in mechuyev in all mitzvahs is a reflection of a lack of kedusha, and therefore he'll be excluded from certain parshios in the Torah, like boshes.
Isn't Rabbanan saying even if he was included in all mitzvahs, he can't be her brother?
Well, it says, what does achva mean? Like the Rabbanim say achav uba mitzvahs. But they say you don't care that he's achav uba mitzvahs. There's a different point. So why doesn't he care about the mitzvahs elements? Because that mitzvahs element is not worthy of his being included for that. Says the Gemara now. You're right, there are different pshat than what emo achva means. Right. I'm saying, so what does achva mean? So the second pshat says achva mitzvahs. Okay, the question is, why not? Okay, weiter. Elamayata. Oh, 1 minute. So achiv uba mitzvahs. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks achiv uba mitzvahs. Ayin Rashi sota daf mem alef. Vitzorach iyun ksas. Right. So this one we had yesterday. We had a longer one. But what is this one? You have to look it up. Rashi in sota when he says achiv, when he translates what achiv who, he has a different pshat. Achinu ata. That is the Gemara where. Agrippa HaMelech is crying because he thinks that they don't, the Mishnah, he thinks that the Bnei Yisrael are not going to accept him because he's not a pure lineage, and therefore Klal Yisrael say, no, don't worry about it, Achinu Ata, you're a brother. She'imo mi Yisrael, Rashi says. Imo mi Yisrael. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered, why over here, when the Gemara says, what does it mean, Achiv? It means Achiv Mitzvahs. So why didn't Rashi just say that there too? When they say to Agrippa, you're our brother in Mitzvahs, and that's enough. Why does Rashi there say, Imo mi Yisrael? So what do the Achronim suggest? No, there it's a higher standard, as we're going to get to in a minute. They were talking about to be the king. Achiv to be the king has a higher standard than in Achiv just to be Chayiv and Boshes. So that's why Rashi there does not quote our Gemara, but he quotes Achiv b'mitzvahs. Continuing the Gemara, Elameyata, if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda excludes an Eved from Achva, and the Rabbanon include the Eved from Achva, L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zomamei Eved lo Yarogu. The Edom Zomamin that testified that an Eved killed somebody should never be killed. Why? Because they can never kill an Eved. And therefore, it's Eda She'yata Yachal Azima. Dichsev, why? Batsisan Lokasha Zamam Lasos La'achiv. It says, right, you should do, we have to do to the Edom Zomamin that they wanted to do to their brother. But an Eved is not a brother, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if he's not a brother, they can never kill him. And if they can never kill him, so it's Eda She'yata Yachal Azima. Tosva says, second Tosus, V'kivet Dehem Lo Yarogu, since they will never be killed, Gava Eved Lo Yeherog, Gava Le Eda She'enata Yachal Azima. Which we've discussed twice already in this Masechta, the Svara for that rule. So, what do you answer, Rabbi Yehuda? So, Amar Rav, Amar Sheshes, no, Amar Kra. Uviarta Hara Mikirbecha, Bikal Makom. No, you have to uproot the Ra from amongst your midst, Bikal Makom. Meaning, even though you're right, he doesn't really fit into Achva, in the normal sense, and that's why he's excluded from Boshes. But there's an extra makar. It's an extra makar that by Ritzicha, you know, you're going to kill him anyway, even though he's not your Achiv. And because of that, you're going to kill the Zomamei Eved as well. we'll leave that for a second. Elamei Ata the Rabbanan, Eved Yehi Kasha L'Malchus. What about the Rabbanan now? Go back on the other side. The Rabbanan who say an Eved is included in Achva, so then an Eved should be able to be the king. Right, because as we said, he has to be achinu ata, like it says over there in Sota. So according to the Rabbanan, he should be able to be the king. Amri, they say, what do you mean? But lo tameh if tikshi lo ger lo yakol. What do you mean? What about a ger is for sure achinu, and yet a ger can't be the king, and that's a kasha going to everybody. So what's the answer? Elo amakra. No, there's a special din by Malchus. Mi kerav achecha, mi muvchar sheba achecha. Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim that the king has to come from amongst your brothers. Mimuvchar shebachecha, from the chosen one amongst your brothers. Mimuvchar shebachecha, even the parents. Right? Has to, how do you say that? Even the parents have to be Jewish and not gerim. And there's a lot of requirements when it comes to a ger. Dechziv, vihine, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Mimuvchar shebachecha, period. Rabbi Chanan has a chakira in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sif Yud, in Kovas Haaretz. How seriously do we take this halacha of Shetemelach mikaravachecha, achetehi imo mi Yisrael? Right? His, the mother of a person who wants to be the king cannot even be a Gioris. There's a special halacha. Even though the child is born, is even conceived and born Jewish, not good enough. It's not good enough to be the king. So Yesh List Tavik, says Rabbi Chanan, Imhu li'ikuva afilu b'di'eved or rak l'mitzvah. How serious is this halacha of Imam Yisrael? Avalam avruvim l'cho yesh lo dimela. What happens if the king is appointed, he does not have muvchar shebachecha? Does he have the status of the king? The Bnei Yisrael just violate, but he's the king, or no? It's part of the definition of the king, and if he doesn't have this, he's not going to be the king. Right? No, it doesn't go back into Leah. One generation. Right. One generation, that's it. Doesn't go back into Leah. All of us were Giyar Mahar Sinai.
That's also true.
That's a David HaMelech. Right, David HaMelech. Okay, so the Rav Chanan suggests that Tosfos in Ksubis has a Lashon, which is not clear. Where it says there, by Akripas, Afagav de lo hayam melech gamur, mikomakom ha yunohagin bo kavon melech kemelech gamur. He wasn't a melech gamur, but they were knowing kavod to him like a melech. So does that mean because they had to, or because they were just being extra machvir? So again, that lashon doesn't really give it away. But vahaloshon is the ein bo hechra. He doesn't know why, but he says, I have two nafkaminas for you. Whether you would say it's a dinli kuvah or not. Number one, leinyan yorish, shelo hayam mimufkar sheva achecha. Let's say you have a father who is an excellent, perfect king, but he married someone who, like a Gioras or something like that, so then his child, let's say he has a son, so is that son automatically the king? Right? It's Yarshin's, right? We say a melech goes to Yerusha. So Dimhu li Ikuva la Mahani Yerusha. Yerusha's not going to override if it's a Din li Ikuva. The Imhu rak la mitzvah, Shema midin oso la melech, ela bi Yerusha, the Mele lo shach lomer ma midin oso. If it's halacha din of ha'amada, that you can't appoint a king unless he's mufresh abachecha, here there's no appointment. Here it's automatic, it just happens, it's a davar d'mamela, so then it wouldn't be a violation, it would be the king. So one is birusha, and number two, what about the opposite case? If really he is the king, appropriately, but they removed him. They removed him from office. Bahoridu shalokadin, shamadolav, there was a mered, there was a rebellion against the proper king. So does the proper, appropriate king keep his status or not? Where did this happen? David HaMelech. David HaMelech and Avshalom. The question is, did David HaMelech keep his status when he left Yerushalayim for 6 months after when he was scared of Avshalom and he had some followers? The question is, who was going to be on his side? What was his status during that time period? There's an amazing Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that for those 6 months that David ran away from Avshalom, he brought, right, the special karbanos, the six parsha. The six parsha, the karbanos that a king brings when he doesn't have Avera, says the Yerushalmi in Harios that David HaMelech brought the hedyot karban during those 6 months. He brought the hedyot karban, meaning he lost his status as a full melech. He lost the status. So that's also another nafkamina. Okay, that is Rabbi Chanan. How seriously do you take this idea? There was a major discussion, fascinating, hopefully one day we'll have some Navi Shiurim, major discussion in Paraches, in Shmuel Aleph, what exactly was the issue with asking for a king? Right, so Amtasim Alech HaMelech, we know it's a parsha in the Torah. It's a mitzvah daraisa, one of the 613. Mitzvah that's totally on the seabor, apodi a king, right? We know one of the three mitzvahs that Hashem, Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, Nisan, Benisa Nigal, Benisa Hasidin Ligoel. So the three mitzvahs that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that we're going to fulfill when we go back into Eretz Yisrael, one of them is appointing a king. Apodi a king, wiping out a Molech, and building the Beis HaMikdash. In that order, right? So we have to appointing a king. So it's a mitzvah. So the question is, why was Shmuel HaNavi so angry in Perek Ches that they asked for a king? Why was he angry? So all the Rishonim, they discussed it, and all the Mefarshim and Parsha Shoftim also. Discuss what was he so angry for, and what's Hashem so angry for? It's a mitzvah. So what exactly was the problem? There are many answers given, some more well-known for the others. Number one, the Radak says, the problem was that they asked for it for the wrong reasons. A king is wonderful, but they asked for it, k'chol gayim asher esviv osai. They wanted a country. They wanted a country because they wanted to sit in the UN. They wanted a country so that they could be like every other country to compete in the Olympics. Not that they wanted a cunt, they wanted a king in order to help them get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chol Goyim HaShem Svivo Asai, that is an answer that is probably the most common answer given. The Ramban, though, points out in Shoftim, but doesn't the Torah say, Son Tasim Alech HaMelech, or the Pesukim in Shoftim says, K'chol HaGoyim, it says that. So the Ramban in Shoftim says, you have to explain that the Torah is alluding to what's going to happen, not that that's the ultimate. Not that that's why you're supposed to ask for a king, that's why you will ask for a king. But that is one shot that the Radak gives. The Radak also quotes a second shot there in Shmuel Aleph where he says that, no, the asking for a king at that point reflected a lack of emunah in the real king. Right? The lack of a true emunah. So how they asked, you know, and when they asked in history, that was inappropriate. The third shot, though, the Meiri says in Harios, where the discussion of Malchus comes up, that is, you're right, a king is appropriate. But at that time period, it was not appropriate. Because a king has to be from Shevet Yehuda. Right? Lo yasa Shevet Yehuda michokim ben raglov, Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi. And at this stage, there was no Shevet Yehuda king that was ready to be the king. That's why they had to take Shaul. Right? But ultimately, he wasn't supposed to be the ultimate king. And Hashem didn't want to give them a stopgap measure of a Shaul. He wanted to wait for David HaMelech, till David HaMelech was ready. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shmuel HaNavi got very upset. Other pshatim, just one more I'll mention with the Malbim. The Malbim on Shmuel, amazing. So the Malbim suggests that a king is only needed at a time when Bnei Yisrael are mushkach al piteva. And as long as Shmuel HaNavi was alive and leading Klal Yisrael, that was hashkacha al pines. Therefore, there was Shmuel, took care of things. After Shmuel died, and then we're going to get into the time period of David and Shlomo. So it's more al piteva. So that's when you need a king. But now, in Alpines, you don't need a king right now. So that's why, again, other answers given, but these are some of the answers, how you work in Somta Simalach HaMelech with the She'ela that was rejected by HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, let us now continue. But again, we got into that from Rabbi Yochanan's Chakira. Let's continue again. So what? The Gemara said that the Rabbanan hold an Eved is included in Achva. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's not included in Achva. Elamayadu Rabbanan, he Eved Kashal Eidus. So according to the Rabbanan, he's included in Achva, so he should be Kashal Eidus. Right, Eidus is categorized as achva, so therefore he should be included. So Arma Ula, no, an eved can't be included in mitzvahs. Two days why an eved cannot be included in eidus. Number one is here. Number two is about 15 lines down. Number one, Amar Ula, eidus lo matzis amr. You can't say that an eved is included in being an eid. Asya eidus mikavachomer isha. You know it from a kavachomer from a woman. Uma isha shehi ruuya lava b'kol psula le'edus. If a woman can marry anyone she wants, who's a full Jew, and yet she's psula le'edus, eved she'in a roi lava b'kol, eno disha pasul le'edus. An eved that's not roi to be in the kohol, surely should be pasul le'edus. Right, so you'll notice a kavachomer from isha. You might say, one minute, ma le'isha shekin in ruuya b'mila. Maybe an isha is excluded from Eidus because she's excluded from another mitzvah too. She's excluded from Bris Mila. Tomar be'eved, who is included in Bris Mila. We'll get back to that line, but let's just finish the sentence. Katan yochiach. What do you mean? A katan will prove it. She yeshnu b'milu pasal Eidus. A katan will prove because a katan is in Mila and still pasal Eidus. So you see, the psul Eidus has nothing to do with Mila. So Gemara says, one minute. Ma'al katan she'in b'mitzvahs. A katan is not chayv b'mitzvahs. Tomar be'eved she'u b'mitzvahs. While an eved is in mitzvahs. Is a katan not in mitzvahs at all? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Maseches Brachas, the chiyuv of chinuch on the child or on the father. Maybe this Gemara is alluding to the fact that it's on the father. So katan is not in mitzvahs. So the Gemara says isha tochiach, she has to be mitzvahs of psula leidus. What do you mean? But throw it back. And isha will prove it that she has to do mitzvahs and she still pasul leidus. So put them together. V'chazer adin lo reizek reizeh, v'lo reizek reizeh. Isha and katan are different, but atzad hashava shabahem, the common denominator between them is shekein inon b'chala mitzvahs upsulam lahaid. They're not in all the mitzvahs. And their puzzle. So maybe that is all. That's the mucker that an eved is excluded from Eidus. The Gemara continues two more lines. Maybe the problem with Isha and Eved are both that they're not a man. Well, an eved is a man. So an eved should be included in Eidus. So Ella Tesimi Gazlon. Learn it out from Gazlon. Right? A Gazlon also is a man and yet is puzzle Eidus. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Mala Gazlon, Shekin Maisav Garmalo. The Gazlon did something wrong. That's why he's pasul le'edus, right? He's a rasha de chamas. Tomar be'eved, she'ein ma'isav garmalo, and eved didn't do anything wrong. Second, you compare the two cases. Ela tesli mi gazlan o mechad mehanach. So learn it out from gazlan and one of the others, gazlan and isha, or gazlan and katan. One of those two. That could be the common thread. What's the connection? Rashi says by both of those, by both of them, they are not zahir in all mitzvos. A gazlan because he's a rasha, and the others because they're not obligated in them. And therefore, they don't have to be Zahir. The Rashba does not like that comparison between a Gazlan and an Isha and a Katan. So the Rashba says, no, it just means that Gazlan is not included in all mitzvahs either. It can't be a Dayan. It can't be a Dayan either. So that's not because of his an act that he did. So that's why the Rashba and the Rashba both explain how the Gazlan could connect to the others. Period. Just for a minute. So this is all Mahalach number one. How do we know that an Eved is excluded from Eidus? Even though he's included in Achva, you learn it now from a team of Katan, Isha, Gazlan. The Gemara said along the way, though, that an Isha, no raya from Isha, because Isha is excluded from Mila. What do you mean that Isha is excluded from Mila? It's not Shayach. So Tosa says, Shekein Eina B'Mila, number one. Avagadol Shayach B'Mila Pirchahi. You're right, she's not Shayach, but this is still a good upshlag of a Kavachomer. Kavachomers don't need such a strong kasha to ask on them. So either number one, ask the pircha anyway. Number two, yesh mefarshim, maybe means a mitzuvah lomalus bana. She's not mitzuvah to give mila to her son. That's what it means. Only the father is achid to give mila to her son, and not the mother. So Tosa doesn't like that because the next line says katan is chayv mila. Katan's al chayv to give mila himself, right, when he's 8 days old. So, but that's the second shot. The Tosas Rid, if you remember, we discussed in Maseches Kiddushin, the Tosas Rid says the whole mitzvah of Mila, the Rishonim there discuss, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude a woman from Mila? Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah that says Zman Grama? There's no Mila at night. So Tosas Rid there said that the mitzvah of Mila is not the Maisa mitzvah only, but it's the whole Hisaskus. It's the getting the moel and getting the meal ready and the Hisaskus, which is day Yom Valayla, which is day and night. That's the mitzvah of Mila. It's not just one Maisa, one moment, but it's everything. The Shita Kubetzes, though, has an unbelievable daya here to answer the question. Again, how can you say a woman is excluded from Mila? She's not shy. Tosas that too. The Shita Kubetzes says, well, she doesn't even do Atafas Dam Bris, says the Shita Kubetzes. That's his line. He doesn't even do Atafas Dam Bris, which is possible. Which is possible. Just so the Achronim jump on this, Reb Chaim and the Primosha. What exactly is the discussion of the Shita Kubetzes versus Tosfos? So a major discussion is Hatafas Dam Bris a part of the Mila when a baby has to get Hatafas Dam Bris? Let's say a baby is Nolan Mahol, or a baby, you know, for whatever reason, a ger has to have Hatafas Dam Bris. Is that a form of Mila? Is that a quasi-Mila, or is that a separate mitzvah? There are two different makoros that the Gemara quotes for these two. So that's why Reb Chaim discusses in the Grach HaLashas, he thinks it's two separate things. A mitzvah of Mila, that's a Maisa mitzvah. Obviously, a woman is excluded. But Hatafas Dam Bris is part of the Knisa LaBris. That's from a separate, that's learned that from a separate pasuk. A woman can be Nichnas LaBris, and yet she's excluded. That's how the Gemara could use it, that a woman is Mufka. Or that's how the Gemara could use it over here. Again, that is an amazing discussion. Again, there's a lot more, but looking at all the Lamda Shasvaram on Bris Mila, that's the discussion. Is Hatafas Dam Bris part of the Maisa Hamila? Maybe in every Bris Mila, you have an automatic Hatafas Dam Bris included. It's just more by a regular Bris Mila. Or is it something different? But again, they quote this Tosas and Shita Kubetzes right here, tucked away in Chovel, in Daf Peches and Baba Kama. But that is all, number one, source, how do you know an evidence excluded from Eidus? Number two, Marbury de Ravina Amar, Amarkra, the Pasuk says, Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim. The Pasuk says, Pashtus, the father should not die Albanim. What does that mean? Lo Yumsu Alpi Avos She'en Lahem Chayis Banim. You shouldn't die based on the testimony of fathers that are not related to their sons. Meaning, an Eved. An Eved has no relationship to his son. Eved ein lo yachas, the Gemara says. So that's what the pasuk means. You can't die based on testimony of fathers who have no connection to their sons. The isak that kid to amrinam. Because if you say it's just literal, lo yimsu avos abanim be'etis banim, if it just means that a father cannot die based on the testimony of his son, so then the Gemara lichta rachmana lo yimsu avos abeneihem. The pasuk says the father shouldn't die from the testimony of their sons. My banim, what do you mean banim in general? It must be telling you a general rule. Shema mina de lo yimsu avo, de lo yimsu al pi avos she'en lahem chayes banim. Right, they can't die based on the testimony of fathers who have no connection to their sons. We mentioned in the past a number of times on the Haggadah, in the great Varda of the Shemana Tov, why is there such a focus on family at the Seder? Family, family, family. The father, the son, the children, the dalet banim. So much on family. So Shemana Tov explains, because an Eved has no family. An Eved has no family connection. Right? Ein lo yachas, the Gemara says. And we're emphasizing that we're not avadim. That's the point of the Seder night. And why doesn't an Eved have family? Because the curse of the first Eved was because he did not have a connection to his father and his family. Right? Chum, embarrassed Noach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, because of what you did, you wanted to be mevatel to a family connection, I'll take away your family from you. That was the curse of Avdus to Chum, and that's why an Eved forevermore is not connected to his family, and that's why at the Seder night we have so much focus on family, because we are B'nai Chorin. Okay, you can say that by Banish Tana. Okay, says the Gemara Elamayata, Uvanam Yumsu Alavos, Hachanami. So fine, why don't we interpret the second half of the pasuk the same way? Lo Yumsu Alpi Banim She'en Lem Chayes Avos. What does Lo Yumsu Banim Lo Yumsu Alavos mean? You cannot die based on testimony of sons that have no connection to their father. Who's that? A ger. A ger. So you should say a ger is pasul eidus. El a ger gan Hachanami de pasul eidus. So the Gemara says, Ami Hachiyashta, wait a minute. Ger, Nehidim Lo Chayes Lamala, Lamata Yish Lo Chayes. A ger has connections up, down, even though not up. Lafuki Eved, the Inlochais Olamav Lamata. And Eved has no connection in either direction. If you really want to tell me that you think this pasuk is referring to a Ger Pasul Eidus, so then, Lichtov Rachmana, the Gemara is about to say, just write Ger is Pasul and Kol Shekein Eved. That's what the Gemara is about to say in the next five lines. Lichtov Rachmana, Lo Yumsu Avos Abaneim, Likid Amrina. So why don't you just say, the first part of the pasuk, that a father cannot die based on the testimony of his own sons, and then lo yumsu be'edus banim, and you would also darshan that literally from the testimony of their sons. V'dechle rechmanu vanim lo yumsu al avos, the shmas minatarti. If you would have just said that you're a person is excluded from the testimony of a ger killing them, surely evet. Chada lo yumsu banim be'edus avos, literally. The pasuk would tell me literally that the sons cannot die by the testimony of their father, but ve'idach, and the pasuk would also be telling me by saying banim and not b'nehem. It would teach me lo yumsu al pi banim she'in lem chayis avos. It would teach me that a ger cannot testify, and the evan afkalemi kavachomer mi ger. I would have known an evan from a kavachomer from ger. Uma ger de la malahu de'in lo chayis avalamata yesh lo chayis pasul le'edus. If a ger has yachas in one direction and yet he's pasul le'edus, evit she'in lo chayis avalamata, an evan who's excluded from chayis totally, eno dichi pasul le'edus. He surely should be pasul le'edus. Ella, so the fact that the Torah didn't do all of that. The Torah didn't just say ger and leave Evid out. Elami, the cause of Rachmana lo yimsu avos abanim. De mashma lo yimsu api avos she'in lo chayis banim. The fact that the Torah has to tell me that an Evid is pasul, shvamina Evid she'in lo chayis lo mato hu de pasul eidus. Only an Evid who doesn't have any family connection is pasul. Aval ger, kivin delish lo chayis lo mato, kosher lo eidus. But a ger is kosher, period. V'chitei melitta Rachmana uvanim lo yimsu al avos sehem. So if that's what it's teaching me, so why doesn't the second half of the pasuk say avosim not avosam? Lami d'li dechazav rachman uvanim liyimsu al avos, demashba liyimsu al pibanim she'in lem chayis avos. Why is the Torah misleading? The Torah seems to tell me that a ger is excluded from edus because it's parallel to the first half. So Gemara says it's just to be parallel. Ayi dechazav liyimsu avos abanim, kazav nam yivanim liyimsu al avos. So it just says it to be parallel. Period. So we have two long sources to discuss why an Eved is pasul for Eidus. The two sources quoted here. If you look in the Rabbah Menuchas Eidus and Perek Tes, he has a third source. And I guess the Mishnah just wonders. I have no idea where he got this from. He makes up a drasha. So there must be some source for the Rabbah, but the Rabbah has a third idea. Second to last line. Cherchot v'katan b'kasan ra. Right up. Cherchot v'katan. If you are chovel them, you're pater, and if they're chovel you, they are pater. You're chayv if you're chovel them, and they're pater if they're chovel you. Ema derev Shmuel bar Abba me'agronia, havas desivas le'ed Rabbi Abba. The rest of the daf today is a story, right? Not a agadic story, a halachic story. The mother of Rav Shmuel bar Abba, havas desivas le'ed Rabbi Abba. They were married to Rabbi Abba. Kasvinu le'nichse le'ed Rav Shmuel bar Abba bra. So this mother, gave properties over, gave her nechassim over, wrote her nechassim while she was married. She wants it to go to one of her sons. The Shinu Kabbata says maybe it was a son from a previous marriage, so she doesn't want that this money going to the sons from the new marriage. Either way, so she, that's the case. A mother wrote properties, right? The mother of Rav Shmuel bar Abba wanted Rav Shmuel to get this property, so while she was married, she wrote property should go to him. Even though at the time, these are nechsei malug, at the time, she only has a kinyan haguf in these properties, but the husband has kinyan peiros in the property. But she already wrote them from today. Then she died, and also Rav Shmuel bar Abba came to Rav Yehuda Abba. So Rav Shmuel bar Abba was supposed to get the money, goes to his brother, and says, what's the halacha? So Ukman b'nechsei, Rav Yirmiyah says, you're right, if mom sold it, so then it goes to you. So you're going to get the nechasim, not our father. Not our father, right? Not Rabbi Abba. Also Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba is not happy with this. So Amr Lemilsa Kamid Raboshi, he goes to Raboshia. Also Raboshi Amr Kamid Rabbi Yehuda, he goes to Rabbi Yehuda. And Amr Le, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hafi Amr Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say the following? Ha'isha Shemach Rabbi Nechsei Malug B'chayi Baila, if a woman sells her Nechsei Malug, properties that she brought into the marriage, that she keeps a Kinyan Haguf to, while the husband is able to eat Peros, for example, the tree is owned by her, but the husband gets to eat fruit, Va Mesa, and then she dies, Habal Mosi Miara Lakuchos. The husband gets it. If the woman dies first, then the husband gets it. So it doesn't matter who she sold it to. So therefore, in this case, says Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel should not be able to get the property. His mother tried to give it to him. That would have worked if the husband had died first. But if the mother died first, automatically the husband is Yoresh, all of the Nechsei Malug, period. So Rav Shmuel bar Abba is out of luck. Amru Kamid Rav Yirmiyah Abba. Rav Yirmiyah Abba heard this. Rav Yirmiyah he's the other brother. He's the other son. So Amr Lahu Anamasisi Yadana. So Rav Yirmiyah says, I don't know what Shmuel says, but I have a Mishnah that's on my side. I have a Mishnah, and that's why I said that my brother of Shmuel could keep these properties. Which Mishnah? Ditnan.
as the Mishnah says in, we had it. Hakosim nechasim lebeno lachar moso, Mishnah in Baba Basra, if a person writes all of his nechasim, so this raya is going to take 20 lines to bring. Right, until the end, until the wide lines. It's one sentence.
Is it obvious why the story is
here? It's one, at the end it'll be obvious why the story is here. Ditznan. Hakosim nechasim lebeno lachar moso. If somebody writes all of his property to his son after he dies, right? A man wants to give property to one of his sons, he writes all of his nechasim to his son. So, lachar moso, what does that mean? So Rashi explains, the father wants to give the goof of the property now to the son, but the father's going to keep payers for himself. So what's the halacha? Haben enum lacha limkar mevnei shein birchus ha'av. Right now, while they're both alive, the son can't sell the property because the father still has kinyan payers. Ha'av eni yachol limkar mevnei shein ksuvan laben. The father can't sell it right now because the son has kinyan ha'guf. What happens if they did sell it? Machar ha'av mechurin ha'shayamus. If the father did sell it, so then it is sold until he dies, and then the son will get it. Machar haben, ein lelokech hachiyamus ha'av. But if the son tried to sell it, he only has a kinyan ha'guf, the buyer gets nothing until the father dies. But what is that mashma? Kimayis av miha. But let's say the father did die, is lelokech, then it goes automatically to the buyer. V'yafagav demeis haben b'chayi ha'av. Even though the son, let's say the son sold it, and then the son dies, and then the father died, still the lokeach will have it. Even though the lo asuli de'aben, even though the son never got it. Again, what happened? The father gives property to the son, and the son now has a kinyan aguf. The son sells it. Then the son dies, then the father died. So what does the Mishnah say? According to as we're going to interpret it, it goes to the Lokeach, even though the son never got it. So how could the son even have rights to sell it? The answer is that doesn't matter. The son has the rights. That's what we're going to throw back to the story. The mother had the rights. Even though the mother never got it, the mother still has the rights and it should go to Shmuel Bar Abba. Just like here, this Mishnah, where the son never had the rights. Kirib Shimon Ben Lakish. What, Reish Lakish? Da'amar, because Reish Lakish interpreted this Mishnah as Loshna Mesa Ben Bechaya Ha'av, Dolo Asili Dea Ben. It doesn't matter if the son, the son died first. Loshna Mesa Bechaya Ha'ben, Do Asili Yadi Dea Ben, where the son got it, Kanalokech. It doesn't matter, according to Reish Lakish, the Mishnah is teaching me that if the son sells it, it doesn't matter when the son dies, the Lokeach will get it. De Itmar, and the Braisa, explaining the Mishnah says, Machar ben b'chayyav, u'meisa ben b'chayyav. If the son dies first, and the son never got it, Rabbi Yochanan amar lokan alokeach, Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, no, the lokeach is not kon it. If the son never had it, the father sold it to the son, but then the son died first, he cannot sell it to a lokeach. Reish Lakish amar kan alokeach. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan amar lokan alokeach. Rabbi Yochanan says, the buyer is not kon it. When the Mishnah says that if the father, the lokeach doesn't get it until the father dies. And the diuk of the Mishnah is that the lokeach will get it once the father dies, but that's only if Rabbi Yochanan says the case is only if the father died first. But if the son dies first, and the son never got the property, so then he wouldn't be able to sell it. Alma kasavar, because what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Kinyan peiros kinyan aguf dami. The father, when he gave it to the son, keeps a kinyan peiros. He gave the kinyan aguf. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that kinyan peiros is solid, and therefore the son has no rights until the father died. Only if the father dies, then the son gets it. That's why b'chizavin la'di de'zavin, he wasn't allowed to sell it. That's Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, and this is all one long big sense. Reish Lakish says, no, kana lokeach. When the Mishnah says that the buyer gets it, kiktani masdisan, when the Mishnah says, machar ben in lokeach hachiyama sa'av, when the Mishnah says that the lokeach doesn't get it until the father dies, ki ma'i sa'av mia isle le lokeach, but when the father dies, the lokeach will get it. There is no difference. Loshna lo mesa ben b'chaya av da asli yadid deben. Veloshna mesa ben b'chaya av da lo asli yadid deben. It doesn't matter if the father died first or the son dies first. Kana lokeach, the lokeach still acquires it. Alma kasavar, kinyan peiros, lavka kinyan aguf dami. Because Reish Lakish holds that the father who kept the kinyan peiros, that's not as strong. It's not called a kinyan aguf, and therefore he really gave it to the son wholeheartedly. And therefore, he sold what was rightfully his. Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish says. So, adkan, the quote. So, now the Gemara explains. Va'anan hashta, bein Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, bein Rabbi Yehuda. Whether Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba in the story said that his brother Rabbi Shmuel should be able to keep the property that the mother gave him. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who says he shouldn't be able to keep the property, they both hold like Reish Lakish. because Tosfos says on top, because we pass him like Rish Lakish. But for Kamer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, who says, remember the story, the mother sold, gave the property over to one of her sons, and then the mother dies before the husband. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, who says that the son should be able to keep the property, holds as follows. If you say Kenyan Peres is like Kenyan Aguf, and therefore when a husband has rights in Kenyan Peres, then the wife cannot sell it. Or when the father has Kenyan Peres, then the son cannot sell it. That's what we're comparing the two cases. So Kimais Abu Mais Haben Bachayav. If the son dies first, Amai Yisrael Lokeach, Lokeach shouldn't be able to get it. Interpreting the Mishnah like Reish Lakish, Ki Kazavin Halavdi De Kazavin, because he's not selling his own property. But the Mishnah that says, in fact, that the Lokeach can get it once the father dies, it must be why? Because Kinyan Peres lav k'Kinyan Aguf dami. Because Kinyan Peres is not like Kinyan Aguf. And that's why in the Mishnah, even if the son dies in the life of the father, the son's sale works. Because the father's Kinyan Peres is not so strong. So too, in our story, the wife, the mother, the wife of Rabbi Abba, had rights to sell it because the Kinyan Peres that her husband had wasn't so strong. It's lavka kinyan aguf, and therefore the son of Shmuel should be able to keep the property. Period.
Does the Gemara say seriously that both the father and the brother hold like Reish Lakish?
We're gonna have to see what the machlokas was about. We're gonna have to see what was the other taina then. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I don't want to be late for Rosh Chodesh, but we'll stop here. But we'll continue tonight at 8 o'clock. Tonight, 8 o'clock will be tomorrow's daf. We'll start from here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue. With the daf tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow's daf is Tovas Hanah, Takanas Usha, and we'll get into other items. Okay? We'll stop here.